This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation, despite the fact that Joe Biden has startled a lot of people by pushing hard to the left. Though he spoke eloquently of unity on Inauguration Day, well, during his first week in office, during his first 10 days in office, that has not been a hallmark of his approach. So what is the best way for Republicans, for conservatives to push back? And will that pushback involve a comeback for the most controversial individual in American politics for the last few years, Donald J. Trump? Nobody better to answer that than the never controversial Bill O'Reilly. You can be in touch with his most recent columns, which are always provocative and thought-provoking, and they're at BillO'Reilly.com. It's all at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, great to speak to you again, and belated Happy New Year.
Okay, Michael, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I became a grandfather for the fourth time on Friday. So
wow.
That certainly adds to
congrats
what I'm feeling great.
To you, yeah.
Thank you.
Is it a boy or
thank
a girl?
You. It's a little boy. And
he's entering a country that is going to be totally different than what you and I entered into. That's for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Well, a different, yes, there's no doubt about it. Let us hope not worse. In terms of worse or better, do you think that there's a big story, and I know you've read it and I'm sure you've commented on it, that President Trump is thinking of focusing in his impeachment defense a week from now, that he's thinking of focusing on the claim that he actually won the election. The election was stolen. Do you think that's a good strategy?
Well, as the Washington Post reports with anonymous sources, as usual, I think that is partially true. I think that and I had not spoken to President Trump, so this is just educated speculation. I think what he wants is a dual presentation that, number one, all things unconstitutional because he's not president anymore. Number two, the reason that he was involved with, let's say, urging his voters to protest was because he believes that the election was flawed. And he has a perfect right under the Constitution to that belief, which is true. And he did not encourage violence. He did not encourage any insurrection. He just wanted a peaceful protest, as he said at the speech that he made on January 6th. I think that's what he wanted his attorneys from South Carolina to do. And they didn't really want to get into the election at all. They just wanted to go the constitutional route. So they left, and now he's got two more attorneys. But as usual with Donald Trump, very controversial. He's a very strong-willed man, and a lot of people cannot work with him.
Well, you have worked with him, and your book about Trump USA, about the Trump Nation, is one of those books that is based upon a longstanding personal friendship you have with the man. Given your knowledge
yes.
of President Trump, do you expect him to make a comeback, to run again for the nation's highest office?
Only if the economy tanks. That's the only way he comes back. And he would come back as a savior, an economic savior. So if you're on the ledge 4 years from now, economically, actually it would be 3 years from now because that's when the campaigns start. If the country's in dire trouble, and it may be, then Donald Trump certainly has an opportunity to come back. But the Republican Party doesn't want him. And that party has to change. There's no doubt it will. But it doesn't at this point want him. He's too polarizing. If you read The United States of Trump, the book you referred to, Michael, Donald Trump is a very mercurial man. And if he gets something in his mind, you're not going to get it out of his mind. And he's 100% sure in his mind that this election was stolen from him. He's got some stats to back it up. I mean, the only incumbent to improve upon the popular vote, and he still loses. It's never happened before. He wins 83% of the counties in the country, and the 28 bellwether counties that always pick the right candidate, he wins them. So there is, you know, that kind of information available, and you're not going to convince him that this election was not a fraud. He believes it. He's always going to believe it till the day he dies. However, the problem with President Trump is that he's not nimble enough. He doesn't sense reality until it bites him right in the butt. And anyone should have seen that the volatility in Washington on January 6th was unhealthy. And he should have gone out of his way to bring it down. I know he made the comments, but that should have been the headline. Because now those idiots who stormed the Capitol and did that destruction have ruined him. His legacy, his accomplishments, they've ruined him. Because the press successfully attached him to that insurrection. And that's where we are.
Does that ruination, does that sort of collapse of his public image of being a great and successful president, does that go away if, as expected, the Senate votes? Probably the Senate will vote a majority to convict, but they won't get the two-thirds that they need. Does that restore Trump's place in history?
No. All it does is defer the condemnation of Donald Trump. If he were impeached and convicted, then the condemnation would be like Richard Nixon. All right, there's just no two sides to the story. So as you accurately pointed out, nobody at this point believes that's going to happen, although the New York Times is trying its hardest through anonymous sources, as always, to say that the Trump administration directly caused the insurrection. I don't think they'll be successful. Their latest article today was not widely picked up. It was a terrible article, a piece of garbage. But that's what they do. The only chance Donald Trump has to come back in history is for him to be a savior, to ride to the rescue of the country. And with Joe Biden being a very weak man and already polarizing the country in a way that's almost shocking, he didn't try to unify. He said he was, but he didn't make one attempt to unify anybody. And so now we have a social civil war that's white hot. And Trump's not going to be, and Biden's not going to be able to bring that down. He's not. So, you know, again, as what I said about your grandson, he's entering a world in turbulence, a country that is so divided. I don't see how at this point it can come together.
Well, don't you think there is at least a chance that Biden's meeting today with 10 Republican U.S. senators, and not all of them, some of them are sort of solid conservatives like Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, that there is at least some chance that they reach some kind of split the difference proposal for coronavirus relief?
Yeah, there's a chance he gets that done. And that would be good for the country. But looking down the road, the Hoover Institute put out a study today. It says 52% of the Democrats, people who align themselves with Democrats, want, think socialism is better than capitalism. 52%. That breach will never be healed between traditional Americans and progressive Americans.
That's Bill O'Reilly. You can catch up with the latest on Bill O'Reilly, which is always important and stimulating and substantive for Americans. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. That's BillO'Reilly.com. When we come back, what about reopening schools? More from the White House on that. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, You have a great opportunity right now to find out the latest in terms of high-tech developments that are going to have a profound impact on the worldwide economy. Amazing stuff having to do with some of the efforts to have a cleaner form of energy. There is that. Medical advances, technical advances, and above all, right now, a big emphasis on cybersecurity. There are a bunch of these new companies, startups, that are already making terrific progress, and you can buy in as an investor. And it doesn't take a lot because this is crowdsourcing through Our Crowd. Check it out. Go to Our Crowd banner. This is my brother's company. The Our Crowd banner is at michaelmedved.com. And you can get free information, participate in free webinars, and find out some of the latest about the technological revolution that is animating Israel and the Middle East at large and the United States of America. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. On something that Bill O'Reilly was saying that is, of course, very worrisome to anybody, the idea that according to a new survey, he said from the Hoover Institution that some 52% of Democrats have a positive view of socialism. This is actually very similar to surveys that have been around for a while. They show the percentage of positive views of socialism is even greater for younger people. And why is this? Because honestly, if you look at the various states in the United States, or you look at the United States as a whole, we haven't really, quote, tried socialism anywhere. And even in states that have very high tax rates and very lavish social welfare programs, we're very, very far away, thank God, from a true socialist economy. And most of the countries in the world that have tried true socialist economies have rejected them and moved away from it because it doesn't work. It doesn't provide people with a better life. The difficulty is that when people hear the word socialism, they think of Bernie Sanders and his mittens, and isn't he a cute old guy, and he's sitting there in the cold, and he's sort of so sweet and characterful. And people don't think of Hugo Chavez or Fidel Castro. They don't think of Nicolás Maduro. They don't think of Joseph Stalin. And they don't think of what the ideals of socialism lead to in terms of the incompatibility with personal liberty or with any kind of economic independence. And one of the things that it seems to me is very important is to take that international view from time to time. And it's a problem in America because our kids don't learn history. They don't learn how unique America is. They don't learn about the socialist failures around the world. And that's something that was, I think, put into perspective very dramatically this weekend. There's a military coup in Burma against a one-time Nobel Peace Prize winner. The opponent who recovered from a poisoning attempt, Alexei Navalny, in Russia, returned home. He's thrown into prison. The entire country is racked from literally the entire length of Russia, all major cities, demonstrations against Putin because of that. And yet the dictatorship has a grip that does not respond to people. You have tremendous COVID-19 problems in Europe and elsewhere. They're heading in Israel to a fourth election in the last 2 years because they can't get a stable functioning government. And with all of this going on, the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, spoke extraordinarily well when interviewed by Axios about the raid on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the riots, and about the importance of America at large for the world around the globe. This is clip 10A, Jeremy.
ми були дуже вражені.
We were very shocked. I was very surprised.
Здивований, що таке навіть
I could not imagine that something like this was possible in the United States of America.
Я вважаю, що це був
I believe this was a strong blow to democracy of the United States.
Сполучених Штатів Америки. Ми звикли якось так через
We are used to seeing in books, in films, in television. We are used to believing that the United States has the ideal democratic institutions.
Ідеальні демократичні інституції.
Where power is transferred calmly, without war, without revolutions. Power is passed from one presidency to another.
З одного президентства до іншого, так. Ми це бачили в Україні.
We saw it in Ukraine. In Ukraine we lived through two revolutions. We saw it.
Ми бачимо, розуміли.
We understood such things can happen in the world. But that it could happen in the United States, no one expected that. And this says that not everything is ideal.
Sad. Because if you look at Zelensky, he of course was elected as a democratic pro-American reformer. And he won the election by a landslide. He also talked about where the United States stands in the world right now. This is 10B.
It sounds like you were profoundly disturbed watching this.
Я був серйозно.
I was very worried.
Я був серйозно стурбований.
I was very worried.
Щоб у вас був якийсь
I did not want you to have a coup, shooting, and God forbid loss of life.
І не дай Боже жертви.
It is just that after something like this, I believe it would be very difficult for the world to see the United States as a symbol of democracy in the world.
So if the United States is not the symbol of democracy, then what is? I would simply say this. Right now, there certainly are a lot of conservatives, moderates even, who are alarmed at some of the executive orders and the direction that Joe Biden appears to be trying to lead the country. I strongly suspect that will be pulled back. And the one thing that I would say would be after this horrible attack on the Capitol that never should have happened, and everyone associated with that attack deserves blame and condemnation because it's shameful. It's shameful. And it is a blot on America's history. And yet, here we are. We did have a peaceful transition of power. Democracy was not undermined or damaged or broken. The nation and its institutions still function. And we're even getting those vaccines out there. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Maybe schools opening up too. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID tracking project says January is now America's deadliest month since the start of the pandemic. Officials say January saw more than 95,000 people die, which is 20 more thousand than what was reported in December. President Biden is set to roll out several more executive orders on immigration this week, which largely roll back the Trump-era rules. One of them is reported to be the end of the so-called Remain in Mexico protocol, which former Customs and Border Protection Chief Mark Morgan says worked well to discourage migrant caravans.
They've just taken away the game changer, one of the most essential tools that we have to address the illegal immigration crisis.
Morgan says this move will encourage more migrant caravans from Central America.
COVID has devastated economic conditions in the Western Hemisphere. That's what's driving the numbers up.
USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved show, if there is one point that seems to unite almost everybody on the right, and a big chunk of the middle, and even of the left, it is the idea of reopening schools. Because right now the risks of reopening schools are enormously less than the risks of keeping them closed. And the idea that teachers' unions should actually be able to countermand what the people of America want and need is a terrible idea. And it actually shows, I think, a blind spot, a reluctance to take on the teachers' union, on the unions, all of them, on the part of the Biden administration that is going to be very problematic for President Biden as time moves on. His press secretary, Jen Psaki, had a challenging question today in her press briefing from a reporter in the White House press corps. This is clip 9. Listen.
On school reopening, the Democratic mayor of Chicago has said that it's safe to reopen schools. They've invested $100 million into safety measures, but the teachers there remain on the verge of striking. Does the White House agree with the mayor that if enough funding has been put into place and safety measures have been taken, that that kids should return to schools?
Well, let me first say the president has enormous respect for Mayor Lightfoot, and he has also been a strong ally to teachers his entire career. Of course, as you know, Dr. Biden, his wife, is a teacher, so even in his home. He trusts the mayor and the unions to work this out. They're both prioritizing the right things, which is ensuring the health and safety of the kids and teachers and working to make sure that children in Chicago are getting the education they deserve. So he is hopeful, we are hopeful, they can reach common ground as soon as possible.
White House has a role to play here, though, with Chicago and other cities in terms of mediating these negotiations and getting kids back to school.
We certainly remain in touch with a range of parties, but again, we hope that they can come to common ground soon.
This shows a respect for federalism because, yes, of course, President Biden's not the governor of Illinois. He's not the mayor of Chicago. He's just president of the United States. But it's also a dodge because it seems to me, and I think we're going to see this, we're going to have to see this. If there are other schools that remain closed, and there are other school systems, and other cities that are being held hostage, basically, by teachers' unions, what President Biden ought to do is take some time off from his busy schedule of executive orders and do a one-hour Zoom meeting with all the governors. President Trump did that from time to time. That's important here. And basically impress upon the governors how the American people expect us, federal, state, and local, to work together to get the schools open safely. And he can hear from the governors. Any governors who are having problems doing that with safety, who need more federal help. But a coordinated national attempt to reopen schools, it's what has happened in other places around the world, and it should happen in the United States. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, who was actually one of those senators who was going to be meeting with Joe Biden later today. He's also a physician. Senator Cassidy had this to say on Fox News Sunday. Listen.
He has $170 billion for schools. Now, we've already given schools 110% of what they usually receive from the federal government. Parochial schools have opened with a fraction of that money. Charter schools are opened. The real problem is public schools. That issue is not money. That issue is teachers' unions telling their teachers not to go to work. And putting $170 billion towards teachers' unions' priorities, it takes care of a Democratic constituency group, but it wastes our federal taxpayer dollars for something which is not the problem.
Okay, look, I do think this is an issue in which we're going to need more leadership from the White House. And for that idea that we actually see the light at the end of the tunnel in fighting the pandemic, there was some actual warnings about that that came out from the director, the new director appointed by President Biden of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. Her name is Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Here's what she said about coping with the new strains of COVID variants. Listen.
Variants remain a great concern, and we continue to detect them in the United States, with at least 33 jurisdictions reporting 471 variant cases as of January 31st. 467 of these cases are now B117 variants, first detected in the UK, and cases of this variant have now been detected in 32 states.
Okay, this is one of the reasons I'm sure that they would give, that right now there are only four states where public schools are fully open. And by the way, I don't think it's an accident that the states where the public schools are fully open are Republican states. Florida, Texas, Iowa, and Arkansas. Those are your four. But some good news, and again, this is not political. Andy Slavitt, he's actually the guy. Remember when the Obamacare first rolled out and the computers didn't work, the website didn't work, it was a complete disaster? He was the guy who came in and fixed that. He is now one of the advisors to President Biden on COVID, and he actually had some good news today, which is worth sharing. This is clip four.
The Department of Defense and HHS made an announcement today at what will be the country's first over-the-counter at-home COVID test. The test is made by a company called Illume, and it's on a testing platform that was developed in the NIH's RADx initiative. Now, these are over-the-counter, self-performed test kits that can detect COVID with roughly 95% accuracy within 15 minutes. They can be used if you feel symptoms of COVID-19 and also for screening for people without symptoms so they can safely go to work, to school, and to events. They are appropriate for people ages 2 and older. The test is performed in what is called a mid-turbinate nasal swab, which basically means it's less invasive than the long nasopharyngeal swab that people may have seen on the news. After you take the swab, you put the sample into a digital analyzer, which will send a result to your smartphone in about 15 minutes.
Okay, that's an amazing thing, and it's a very, very helpful device. And obviously for people concerned about schools and teachers and the communication of the disease that way, it can make a very substantial difference. So, good news. I don't know if they know exactly when the over-the-counter COVID test, which now been approved, is actually going to be appearing in stores, but I imagine it will be quickly. And yes, we are beginning to ramp up some of the vaccines. And yes, they believe that most of the variants that are coming this way do get deterred by the vaccines. The vaccines continue to offer protection. And in fact, there was a recent study that showed that some of the vaccines most commonly used in the United States, particularly Pfizer and Moderna and others on the way, actually have a higher rate, an even higher rate of efficacy than was originally estimated, 94-95%. When we come back, is America facing a profound threat to freedom of speech? Where and from whom? The Wall Street Journal has an editorial on that subject. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694, that's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Michael Medved Show. I hope you will check out the special offer at Medved History Store. It's an offer at a very profound savings of a signed hardcover copy of my new book, A God's Hand on America. And it is combined with an audiobook version, which is only available through Medved History Store. It's actually every word unabridged, read by me. And it's available on either MP3 player, which you get the player, or just a download. And you can flash drive. So you can get the audiobook and the hardcover book together at a budget price on this book bundle. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. Okay, I have been very direct. One of the things I try to do on this show that is different from a lot of shows is I try to tell you where my sources are from. It's why I will often mention, this is from the Wall Street Journal, this is from the New York Times, this is from Politico, and if it is somebody who is well known as an opinion writer, I'll tell you who it is. Because I think that it's important that you get familiar with and evaluate the sources yourself. Now, I would say the one journalistic source that I rely on most, that I trust most, that I enjoy most, is the Wall Street Journal. I've been very honored to write for the Journal on many occasions, and I think they're a great source of information. However, they have an editorial today that strikes me as just dead wrong, and just completely wrong and misguided. I don't know who wrote it. It's an unsigned editorial. But the heading is Speech and Sedition in 2021. And they reference the Sedition Act of 1798, and it's usually paired together with the Alien Acts, which are different. But the Sedition Act of 1798 meant that people could go to jail, and some people did, for saying things against the government. And there were press reporters, one famous press reporter who was also a member of Congress, was actually thrown into jail, Matthew Lyon, because he said that President Adams deserved to have a cannonball blown into his rump, which is an unpleasant thing to visualize. In any event, what they write about this is that today there are people who are calling for a new equivalent of the Sedition Act. And they say, we highlight this as one example among many of the emerging appetite for viewpoint suppression among journalists, intellectuals, and Democrats in the wake of the Trump presidency. They increasingly see domestic enemies wherever they look and are devising ways to use levers of power to restrict, regulate, and boycott opposition. It's an extraordinary and ominous turn in a democracy. And they write, many calls to sanction opposition media come from voices that claim to be the most alarmed by Donald Trump's attacks on the free press. Margaret Sullivan, the Washington Post media columnist, wrote this week that corporations that advertise on Fox News should walk away, declaring that the outlet's role in the 400,000 U.S. lives lost to the pandemic and in the disastrous attack of January 6th has been deadly. Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times, they write, called for pressure on advertisers to withdraw from Fox News so long as it functions as an extremist madrasa. He added that cable providers should be asked why they distribute channels that peddle lies. A CNN writer asserted that providers like Comcast have escaped scrutiny and entirely dodged this conversation. By conversation, he means political bullying from the left. And they go on. Now, what is striking about this is that they are talking about private efforts to influence other private voices. And yes, to shut them down. But none of this involves governmental action. Let us hope it doesn't in the Biden administration. But the problem with this is it cries wolf. If somebody wants to boycott a station because they're delivering opinions they don't like, it happens all the time. There are people who will never tune in the fine radio stations in which I appear because they assume that they are right-wing and they have nothing to offer, and then there are people who won't listen to openly left-wing outlets. But that's a personal choice. And to say to people that a Fox News, or to say to people that MSNBC is a purveyor of false information, is different. So what was wrong with President Trump saying fake news, fake news? President Trump is the head of government. And the whole idea of a free exchange of ideas, of a free press, of free speech, is not that you can't try to shut somebody else up. Of course you can. But the government can't do it. Because the idea of the Sedition Act, and why it was such a terrible, terrible thing that John Adams did, was the Sedition Act allowed the government to throw people into jail for criticism of the government. And one of the things that's fundamental in the United States is you should be able to say whatever you want about the government, wherever you want it. But that doesn't mean that you are free of consequences. If you say something that is outrageously false, for instance, somebody who constantly is harping on the idea that we never landed on the moon. And just to take one example, as someone who says that is a fool, has never looked at the record, people who believe that September 11th didn't really happen or that it was planned inside, they're wrong. Now, you can't suppress those voices. You don't want the government knocking on the door and taking away your microphone or your typewriter or your keyboard, your computer keyboard. You don't want that. But to say don't listen to these people, and to try to even organize people not to listen to these people, what's wrong with that? And I'll tell you, there is something wrong with something else. which is when you get three Oscar winners together, you assume it's going to be absolutely sensational. Well, that was true of the movie The Little Things. But how did it turn out? Just listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A veteran cop comes back to L.A., still determined to catch a prolific serial killer in a moody crime drama starring three Oscar winners, Jared Leto, Denzel Washington, and Rami Malek. It's called The Little Things, now streaming on HBO Max.
Things probably changed a lot since he left.
Still got to catch him, right?
Yeah.
Not that much has changed then, I don't think.
That's Denzel Washington, who, like his distinguished colleague, gives an accomplished, convincing performance. But it's all in the service of a fecklessly frustrating script. It keeps you hanging for more than 2 hours, but never gives any real hint of solving the murky mysteries it poses. It's rated R, of course, for loads of tough language and vivid, gruesome details of multiple murders. Only 2 stars for The Little Things. It's well acted, but totally unsatisfying, and that's a big thing.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And there are better movies that are on the way this week. I can tell you because I've already seen some of them. And, you know, this always happens because right now it's kind of Oscar season and even award season early this year because I've just gotten my ballot on the 2 critics organizations where I am a voter. And by the way, you can feel free to write to me if you have strong feelings of something you think should be nominated. I'm filling out the nominations this week. And speaking of nominations, my nomination for favorite cryptid. A cryptid is an animal that may or may not exist. I actually think the evidence suggests it does exist, is Bigfoot. There is a proposal, and it is wildly controversial, given the fact that if Bigfoot does exist, it's a very endangered species. But there's a proposal to allow hunting of Bigfoot. Where? Well, you won't be able to guess where, but we will tell you the entire story and why people are excited on both sides of this issue. And speaking of strange creatures, there's an astronomer who's also a Harvard University professor, who has a shocking hypothesis. He says, yep, in Scientific American, aliens have visited. This is no joke. We'll cover it next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.